we're on page 1132. It's in the mitzvah of Volach Debedrachov, that we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last time at Kisova, we saw the Rambam, and now we're going to see the Chinuch. Mitzvah L'damitz B'dak Hashem Zbach HaTov Ma'yisharim. It is a mitzvah to emulate God's drachim, and we spoke about the last time a lot, which are good and yashar. She'etzavino lasot kol ma'aseinu b'derech ha'yoshev ha'tov holcheinu. We have to do everything as yashar and as tov as possible. U'lahatos kol v'reina she'beinei v'zoseinu aderech ha'chet rachmin. So the chinuch is explaining that, you know, this mitzvah is one of those mitzvahs that is not specific. It doesn't deal specifically with a technical detail of what to do, but rather it is broader a little bit, and it tells us that there is, generally speaking, a mitzvah to do things in the best way possible. So that the whole scope of activities that we track with people should be aderech haChesed Rachmim. Kashe dani mitoraseinu, shezeo derech Hashem, zeo chesed v'yosef. That we recognize it, that this is the derech Hashem, and this is what he wants from his reels. L'man yisku l'tuvoi ki chafetz chesed hu. So when we say, besides specific mitzvahs of Yuvim, if you take two steps back and look at the general scope of what the Torah wants derech chesed rachmim. And that's what Hashem Baruch Hu wants from Nizraim. L'man yisku l'tuvoi ki chafetz chesed hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get the good from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, and he wants the Bria to be Tov and to be able to get from his Tov. So we have a chiyuv to be godlike in our dealings with people. This mitzvah also is similarly is an ekev of Lech Chol Drachov. Va'amru Chazal, the Feirs of the Mitzvahs, Chazal gave us a little more specific guidelines. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Rachum, Afatei Rachum, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chan, Afatei Chanun, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Tzadik, Afatei Tzadik, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Kodesh, Afatei Kodesh. Va'inyan Kuloi, Loima, it's teaching us, Shanulma Nafshenu Lelechas Bipulos Tovos Ke'elu, U'midos Nichbodes, Asher Super Behem, Yisbarach Dech Moshel. We're taught that we are supposed to act in a way that's parallel to the way in which God acts with us. And he says, you know, a little cautiously, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us with Tov, with Kedusha, with Rachmim, with Tzadik, we need to be that way. V'hu Baruch Hu Yis'al al kol ilui gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, and certainly it's not something that we have shaychus to, but we are able to draw a parallel to us of midas that we have inside us. This is the way in which we all of the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's character, were permitted for this reason, to teach us what to go like. The Rambam says it's almost a quote from the Rambam. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Tzadik Yosher Tov Megibbo Chazak Rav Chesed Erech Hapayim, so he says, Ki Ba'omem Erech Hapayim, when they said Erech Hapayim, Ein Ho Inyan Cholila Shia Kasav Ar Lola. It doesn't mean that he's ever angry. For the one who is absolutely in power, why would he get angry? And it's something that's lacking in the one who's cause. So the Chinuch says that most of our midas, many of our midas, are descriptions of making do in a tough situation. For instance, patience implies that I really, really would like I'm impatient, and I sort of am able to overcome it, and I'm able to restrain myself. I speak of Kedusha. Kedusha seems to be meaningful to us in the following way. I have a desire for Arayas. I rein it in, I fence it in, I rein it in, and now it's called Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have those negative parts. So when we talk about the all these things, Kadosh and Erech HaPayim, there's no implication that there's something negative which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overcoming, so to speak, but rather what it implies is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what it implies is that it's a pure midah of tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits his time, bids his time till and gives the person a chance. It doesn't. Patience is not coming to be mafkia, the desire to act quickly and hurriedly to get revenge or whatever it is. So he says, "Avla inya be'emes ashoshchanu," that these are midas and milas with which he works, and we need to learn from it. But it's not as if there's an internal struggle, so to speak. Ashbrochus kofes midas. So now he's bothered by a problem. He said before that kas, just that kas is a bad midah. And to describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midah of Erech HaPayim and so on as being in contrast to his kas, that would be wrong. So he says, and he basically says that Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be kois. I want to add a point about something that he said over here, a very significant point about why Kadosh Baruch Hu is not kois. It also helps us understand the mechanism of kas. The mechanism for kas is, the stimulus for kas is a person has a certain willpower and a very, very powerful drive that his will be able to exercise itself. When somebody stands in my way, so it doesn't make a difference, for instance, I'm stuck in traffic and there's a line of 900 cars stuck. I'm angry at the car in front of me, and if I weren't so cautious, I would ram him because he's standing in front of me. But that's absurd. We hate it when people tell us, somebody tells me, do this, do this, do that, the other thing. We blow up at them. Why? Just don't do it. The answer is, but the fact is that the person seems to be feeling that he has a right to impose his will on my will is very, very upsetting. Kas is where my will is frustrated, and therefore it's almost a certain sense as if it's a threat to my existence. So he said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing that stands in his way. So where's the makom for kas? If it's by my will this happens, whatever I want happens, there's never a situation of where kas could be aroused. So let's say a person being over Avodah Zarah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the person disappear. In other words, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that option. So why in the world, so kas is the midah that's not even shayach. You can't describe someone as being totally in control, all-powerful, and yet getting angry. At what? So maybe you'll come back to me. Yopsukim says v'kelzoim b'chol yoyim. V'gamam ruzal b'mekam zamo rega. So there's implication that there is chazal. It do seem to understand. And psukim says kelzoim b'chol yoyim, that there's a midah of kas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ata b'ni al tita v'zeh. Don't make any mistake with this. By the way, one more point I think it's important to insert here. We tend to think of kas as being a problem vis-a-vis the recipient. Why shouldn't you be angry? Because it makes you very, very difficult for the people around you. You don't like the way people are angry. But the truth is, anger is an internal shortcoming as well. Even if there's nobody around, if my frustration leads to anger, then there's something amiss with me. I don't have it right. So if we were to posit that Trump gets angry, so vis-a-vis us, you could say, well, we deserve it, we did bad, and so on. But when you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, but anger is something that is it's a flaw on the person's own sense of things. And therefore, it couldn't be said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, irregardless of how we're affected by it. So what is the kas? So he says, Cholila, I'll titav this, don't make a mistake. Cholila lekeil miresha, God would never do wrong. Umilvavcha v'harim v'yachu, kim tachas kol shleimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shleimus. V'inyan ha-kas le'yorabanu, rak mitzad yisena balei choyma v'ruwa. The reason we have kas is because of flesh and blood. U'be'emes, ki azam shazachu boi, enena rak al derech mosin erlom. The word zam, there's a metaphor. Kavanotam loyma, ki b'yoyis reib ne'odam sholim shochim achat avosam. Being that the world is most of the Zarah, Yischayev ha'olam mitochach kli atomit. The world really deserves to disintegrate. V'ulay amram shazam orega b'chol yoyim hatam v'chis olam nidnach harubay. V'chol yoyim v'yom yischayev ha'olam asem aroyim. V'oysay rega katan ashe yashim aroyiv choyte echad b'chatoi Yidamz ben Abraham Zama Kale. Loima Sheyesh by Serega Harin Af Olam Bechiv Aleim. So it means the moment when, you know, every morning the world rises and they begin to do Avodah Zarah, when the scale is tipped to the majority of the world doing Avodah Zarah, that's a moment that should be called Zam. In other words, were HaKadosh Baruch Hu a flesh and blood, that would be the second when the world ought to disintegrate. Va'oyse rega cotton, ashe yashem roi choytach b'cheto, yidamu zichroinam lebracha lezamakel, loyma shesh va'oyse rega choroin af ba'olam b'chiv aleim, shakol ruyim ba'oyse rega mikoch minas adin l'chalos. Ela, shemidas harach me'achras miyad ma'amidoi. So what it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zoem kol yom means there is reason why in the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a moment every day when we should cease existing, and therefore, if we do exist, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous Rachman. That's what it's trying to say. It's trying to say, one, as we've done our best to upset him, and therefore, what is and what happens, and therefore, the result of it is something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the midah of being, of favoring the good over the bad. The kabel zebni mimeni at shimacha toiv mimeno. And he says, hold on to this pshat until you hear a better pshat. Very, very interesting way of describing it. Like he says, you know, be intellectually open, but this is the best pshat you have until now to understand it. Okay, and then he says, what is the what is the upshot of this mitzvah? In other words, how are you mekayim it tachlis? So this mitzvah is a yidua. Kihi shroshai v'dava echad. Kihi shroshai v'echad. The mitzvah really and the philosophical underpinnings of it are one and the same. Dineh gam kin k'tzar. Inyanu v'derach klal shi'ibcha la'odim chal inyanu chal maisab. Be'im v'achil v'shtim asamat medir v'tar v'n tfilu v'n yisif chal dava. Haderach ha'tevah v'mutzas. The person should always choose the middle path and not go to any extremes. So basically, the chinuch is reiterating the Rambam's point that the valach derechov is the derech hamemutzer. Just, I don't remember for last time we spoke about it, but just to briefly recap what the derech hamemutzer is. There is a concept of the middle path, of the mean, the golden mean, that seems to be kind of an intuitive, nice way. Don't be a little to this, don't be a little to that, be a little middle. That's kind of a very simple, motherly, grandmotherly type of approach. What it means is that any time, when I see a person, and I can peg him with a certain midah, this guy is carefree. This guy is tense. This guy is temperamental. This guy is haughty. This guy is apathetic. Then, in a certain sense, that what I've described is a person controlled by his mida. So when I say that this person tends to be temperamental, means he has a mida of kas, and he will more likely than not be caught up with it, whether it's wise or not, good or not, or whatever. But a person who is a bal seichel, a bal das, a person who is in control of his midas, I can't say that because when he's being forceful, when he's showing kas, if it's controlled, it's really got nothing to do with him, and I can't predict, I can't say that that labels the person appropriately. He uses many different tools as he needs it. If I label somebody as a surgeon, then I say he does surgery. So if somebody comes in with a tumor, he's going to do surgery on it because he's a surgeon. If I label somebody an oncologist, then theoretically he's going to choose between different because he doesn't have it's whatever he feels would be best in the approach over here. That's the point over here of the Derech HaMemutza, that the person is controlled and directing his middles in line with what is the greater good. Next one we have here is a Tshuvas HaRambam. Avraham ben HaRambam. It's fascinating. He was a little bit overshadowed by his father. He's a god in his own right. Shaila, and he answers a lot of questions on his father's Torah also. Shaila, Yodin Rabbeinu b'dvar ma'ashon Rabbeinu Zal b'sefer mitzvot b'mitzvah shminis mitzvot esrei. He says I want to know regarding what the Rambam says in mitzvot esrei. B'dvar ma'ashon yis ala v'lachta b'drachov shu mitzvot esrei. That when it says that that we're told to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu's drachim. V'nirashu tnai, k'moy akosav v'boi lecha kol abrochas ha'ela v'sigucha atnai k'sizuchar l'Hashem. And it sounds as if it's a condition for getting all the brachas. V'kamokin v'yisarak l'malo l'tiel l'mata v'digmasim t'rachocha v'kiyotu v'bimishay n'shamea v'yom shachayach tishkach at shamakech v'lachta achrei elhim achirim. So it sounds as if it's a condition, it's not Akash Baruch is telling you an absolute tziva, Akash Baruch is saying, if you do this, this will happen. That's one. Two, he says, V'gam lu ha'isa mitzvah, if this would be a mitzvah, he calls us a mitzvah. It includes all the mitzvahs. It says, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu told you, do. So just all it is a repeat of all the mitzvahs. It's just a sort of a second. In other words, there are a lot of these that seem to be simply just a repeat on the entire thing. I give you all these ones for mitzvahs. Be careful and do all those mitzvahs really, really carefully. So it doesn't seem to be as if it's a new mitzvah. The Rambam himself says these type of general exhortations are not meant to be counted as separate mitzvahs. Tshuva, mashamata shu mitzvah nirshu tanai hari lo yischayev mizei koishi. The first question that you asked, that it seems to be like just extra credit. If you'll do it, you'll get this. He says, I don't see the kasha. Kilo hisna elabasiyas v'asham etzuvim boi. He says, you find it in many places like that. In Krishna, v'yam shomer atishra shomer mitzav chayom, Akash Baruch Hu said, you're obligated to do it, and there's going to be consequences and rewards for it. So that's not a problem at all. Next paragraph. V'ula ma'ashamata v'luga ma'isa mitzvah yikol ha'isa mitzvah. Your question that includes all the mitzvahs, ochein zeh ma'asham tzichon tzpainin boi. V'yesh kan there are two answers that dismantle your question. I'll reshine it, the first one. It's a very important element in Yiddishkeit. It's something that we, the Torah Jews, are different than the Karoyim. V'zeh ha'ikahu, she'ein anusayim ha'mashmur lo pshutos ha'kosev. We don't stop at what it says in the pasuk and stick with that. Elo mashmur lo ha'kosev ha'kabolo b'yachad. Torah shebiksafi or Torah shebalpeh. Or the vira emunah zeisus mekoymus mat'imet ha'tzisar ha'shamano. There are many places that's explained. So he says, v'gam lu yoyre pshat ha'kosev ha'behechlet shekone kainus mitzvahs. Even if the pash of pshat would be like you said, Alpha Pigram Lahamin Shumitsa Protis, Meshakabola, Mipareshis, Benagelov, Maunikar Khan, and so on. So he says, Chazal in Torah Shavuot Peh explained that this includes a very specific mitzvah of Halacha Hadracha. This is the number one answer. Don't come to me and ask me Shav from a Pasik when there's a Torah Shavuot Peh that says not like that. The way Chazal taught us, it's not a mitzvah kolos. It is. It's a very specific, not just a general reaffirming that everything I told till now keep. One, two, and then he says in the pasuk also, it's mashakat. V'tzayisi atshuva shniya v'lu aysamik hazayis sotem alachtu v'drach mitzvah lelas. Le'enem signal zeh. It wouldn't be said this way. It would have said whatever I said before, keep doing now, so on and so forth. It goes through. It says like it says in Lasu Chol Drachov, V'atis Hashem Shemimcha. V'al Pishon Pirush Drachov Binyan Hakosav Hazeh Ein Kan Amokam Askirin. V'achnisenu L'Tov Sefer Drachov Ha'iskim Chiburin. Says I have here a big pshat, but it belongs in a different sefer. I'm not going to say it. And he brings other psukim where it's mashma that it's a tzibah, everything as Kashmir said, but here the Trithal Shemikra is not mash like that. It's very, very interesting. Rav Ramanam says, someone asked him a kasha based on the pasuk, and he says, if there's chazal on the pasuk, then you don't learn the pasuk like Trithal Shemikra. He says this is more important. He doesn't start by saying, first of all, it's not mashman in the pasuk who said. Secondly, Chazal also told us. He's very emphatic that to think of the primary pshat in the pasuk as being what you read in the pasuk, that's what Chazal said, is wrong. This pasuk has a drush to it, and that's its pshat. I also happen to find in the psukim a clear indication this is right. But we start with the fact we have a Kabbalah, Maseiros, and then we go on to what's Mashal HaPasuk. Okay, we'll hold it here.